Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhi mustafa. Khususan ala sayyidi rasuli wa khatim al-anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-taqiya. Amma ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many nations to this world. And each one was gifted something unique and special by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story of the nation that we will briefly address today, according to many historians, they lived roughly somewhere in the region of 2,000 years prior to the arrival of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And somewhere around 300 years after the departure of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. These people are referred to the first people to engage in shirk and creating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Nuh alayhi salam's people were destroyed with the very well known flood. They were strong people. They were people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave enormous physical strength to. They were able to carve their homes out of mountains. They were so strong that no one stood before them. Any other nation that challenged them, they would squash them and break them. And to every nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a prophet. And likewise, to Qawm Aad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hud alayhi salam, a prophet who was one of them. But he was different from them. This prophet understood that what these people were experiencing and the dhulm and the oppression they were engaging in wasn't going to end well. They say the head of the tribe, whose name was Aad, had two sons, Shaddad and Shadid. And they were both very oppressive. And you'll notice right off the bat that these people, they were Arab. There were four prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the land of Arabia. And Hud alayhi salam was one of these people because his nation was Arab. And this is why if you actually read the books of tafsir, what you'll find is many mufassirun claim that Hud alayhi salam was the first of the prophets of Allah to speak Arabic. Even though this is somewhat disputed. Some scholars claim that it was Adam alayhi salam, while others claim it was Nuh alayhi salam. But it's very possible that Arabic, in the form that we may even recognize it in some way or another today, was a language spoken by Hud alayhi salam. Hud alayhi salam engaged his people. He reminded them that all of this fever they had, all of this junoon and craze they had over their strength, was going to come crushing down on them. First of all, they were worshipping idols. They had left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave them everything they had. And secondly, they were using what Allah Azza wa Jal gave them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the irony in that, how many of us sitting here have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then rather than using that blessing to worship Allah, to please Allah, we use those very same faculties of ours to rebel against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what these people did. And every time they came to Hud alayhi salam, went to his people, and he called them to Islam, like the other nations, they mocked him, they rejected him, they belittled him, they called him a foolish man, a safih. And as the conversations went on, they openly began to just ignore him, and they said, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَوَعَظْتَ أَمْ لَمْ تَكُمْ مِنَ الْوَاعِدِينَ. That now whether you advise us or not, we don't care what you have to say, Hud. Just go away from us. Hud alayhi salam was a prophet of Allah. He kept inviting them with mercy. These people were so arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala references them once again in Surah Al-Fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادْ بِرَمَذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ أَلَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. If you check under the tafsir of this third verse, the scholars of tafsir, they share a little incident here. They say that their leader Shaddad was so arrogant and he was so hungry for power that when he heard Hud alayhi salam talking about Jannah, he said that there is no God that can create something I can't. And he began to create his own version of Jannah. He told his architects what he wanted and the palaces that he wanted. You know when the human being goes a little crazy and you begin to think that you have too much money and you have too much brains and that you have too much strength, and then you start doing things and saying things that clearly is just insanity. And this man decided, أَلَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ, that these people had created things that no one else can create. And this man, he began to create a city, a neighborhood that he called his Jannah. But like every person who challenges Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every person that begins to reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them in the world and will surely show them in the hereafter. Aad went so far that at one point they claimed, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. In Surah Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for Aad, فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, they became very arrogant without having any right at all to be arrogant. وَقَالُوا, and they said, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً, who has more strength than we do today? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves you from the peak of strength, from the peak of having a beautiful voice, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves you from a lot of wealth, even though you're asking for it, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah knows what kind of arrogant people we would be, what kind of imbeciles we turn out to be, if we had the resources of the world in our hands as well. Wealth exposes the inside of a person. You get to really see what a person is thinking and how they wish to spend their life, because now wealth offers you the opportunity to do as you wish. And there's another story of wealth in the Quran that we'll discuss another day, inshallah. But today let's focus on strength. These people, they challenged and said, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً, who is stronger than I am? Who is stronger than we are? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells them, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Did you forget your Allah who created you in the first place? Did you forget Allah was the one who gave you strength? How did you forget so fast? And this is a reminder to us all. Did we forget that just 10 years ago, those of us who have jobs today, we were begging Allah during the middle of a night like beggars beg in front of their master saying, Ya Allah, open the door, Ya Allah, open the door, Ya Allah, help me pass this exam, Ya Allah, help me get into this interview, Ya Allah, help me be successful and I'll do this and I'll do that. And look at the insan, when Allah Azawajal gives, they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes when someone comes to them and says to them, you should give in the path of Allah, why don't you close your store and come to the masjid for a little bit? They say, I don't need no Allah, He did nothing for me at all. This is all of my own doing. مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً, who is stronger than we are? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, oh little human being, today you walk around like a giant, but don't forget, أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ, Allah was the one who created you. هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً, He is stronger than you. On one side, Shaddad bin Aad is on his way to his paradise that has finally been complete. His project is complete. He's on his way there. His people have challenged Hud alayhi salam. Hud alayhi salam takes the few believers he has and says, it's time to leave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take care of these people. And now we open up the verse today. The verses that tell us what happened to these people. And it's not just one set of verses. The story of Hud alayhi salam is spread through the Quran. But today we will look at the verses of Surah Haqqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in verse number 6, 7, and 8. Number 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. That the people of Ad, they were destroyed with a very severe wind. It was a storm that came upon them. They forgot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wasn't limited in His means or resources. Allah azza wa jal can destroy whoever He wills, however He wills. Superpowers have come and they have gone. The lesson is, you stay humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened? سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He appointed that wind upon them, سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ. 7 nights and 8 days. The commentators, they point out by saying, Allah azza wa jal specifically says, سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. He appointed that wind upon them. Because someone may argue that it was coincidental. Maybe there was just bad weather, and they got caught in bad weather, and bad weather just killed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, that's not what happened. سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. I was the one who sent those winds. He was the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only for a period of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us exactly how He planned to destroy them. سَبَعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ. The command to those winds were that you will stay there for 7 days, 7 nights and 8 days, and you will destroy them. حُسُومًا. حُسُومًا. This word حُسُوم can be translated in two ways. Either متتابعة means, which means continuously. They were just battered by those winds. Battered again and again. All of their homes were destroyed and they all fell over. Right? As we'll see, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى. It's as if they had fallen over. They had all toppled over. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. As if they were the stumps of hollowed out date palm trees. خَاوِيَةٍ, something that's hollowed from within, empty from within. These are like, date palm trees are so tall. If you stand next to one and you look up, it's so tall. But when it falls over, you think to yourself, wow, I didn't think that was going to fall over. That was a strong tree right there. How did this fall over? A whole nation of people just lying there like date palm trees. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them, that's who you were. That's what you were. You just thought you were something more than that. You were just another creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we come back to that word husum. Because one translation of husum is, حُسُوم is in the meaning of متتابعة, which means continuous. For seven nights and 8 days, continuously the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. And another meaning of حُسُوم is in the meaning of استئصال, which means to uproot something. The Arabs, they refer to a sword as حُسَام. If you've ever heard of the name حُسَام before, of a friend or someone that you know, حُسَام in Arabic means a sword. And the reason why they call حُسَام a sword is because it uproots the enemy. When the sword is used, it destroys the enemy. So if we take this definition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that these people were uprooted, istisal, pulled out of their trunks, pulled out of their roots, and slammed and thrown around. And all these people who thought that they were special and that they can challenge Allah, at the end of it, they were nothing more than rag dolls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the last verse, فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةً. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةً. Where are their remains? Where are they now? You were so big on challenging Allah. Where did you go? Round one, within a few days you're gone. You wanted to fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you not know that nothing can stop Allah? Allah existed long before you were even a thought. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain forever even after this world perishes. And you forgot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the one who created you, yet you went to challenge Him. And this story of Ad, it tells us something. It tells us of how small the insan is, but how big his brain could become. How lofty his mind can become. How the insan can easily forget how dependent we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month, during these nights, rather than trying to inflate yourself and make yourself big in front of Allah, as Allah azza wa jalla doesn't like people who make themselves big. Allah likes people who lower themselves, make themselves small, humble. If there was any person on this earth who had the right to brag, it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he slept on the ground. The straw mat that he lied on left marks on his shoulders. When he passed away, there was no wealth to his name. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not wear the elegant gowns of the royals of the time. He didn't have a 7-course meal. He had dates. He had water. He wore tattered garments. He wore simple garments. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he didn't even want people to walk behind him when he walked among people. Such a humble person. But yet his ta'alluq and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was only that great. I leave you today with a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one that should stay with you for as long as you live. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah." Whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate them. "Waman takabbara," and whoever becomes proud and becomes arrogant, "wada'ahu Allah," Allah will slam that person down. "Fahal tara lahum min baqiyah." We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us humble in our lives, keeps us connected and tethered to Him, and that we never forget our reality, and always remember, no matter where we are in life, that we are in need of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never in need of us. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.